And informative. Power Breakfast with TT on Power 98.7.
15 before 9 on the Power Breakfast this Friday morning. So this Friday, the Air Traffic and Navigation Services Company Limited, or ATNS for short, together with their stakeholders, will be celebrating 30 years of the keeping the African skies safe. The ATNS is a state-owned company established in 1993, in terms of the ATNS Company Act, to provide air traffic management solutions and associated services and on behalf of the state. These services accord with the International Civil Aviation Organization standards and recommended practices, as well as the South African Aviation Regulations and Technical Standards. I'm joined in the studio from the ATNS board. We've got the Minister of Transport, first of all, with us, Ms. Lydia Chigunga, as well as the chairperson of the board of ATNS, Mr. Matsola Majavu. And we have with the CEO as well, Ms. Nozipho Mdawa, joining us. We'll be chatting to them. Let's start with you, Minister. Good morning to you, and thank you very much for joining us in studio this morning. Let's talk about, I mean, why this is a significant landmark, you know, for the South African, for the Air Traffic and Navigation Services Company.
Good morning to your listeners, and I must start by saying happy birthday, ATNS.
Yes, indeed.
It's fitting to say that it is a landmark in the sense that it marks 30 years of a milestone from 1993 to where we are today, with a lot of achievements and developments that have actually happened throughout that journey. Mm-hmm. Our skies being safe and secured thanks to ATNS, that we have not had any air crash in our aviation space. It doesn't happen by itself with our busy airspace, but we have not had that, and thanks to ATNS, because it actually manages, as you have said, our airspace, which is 6% of the world airspace. It extends up to close to Australia, down to Antarctica, close to Brazil, and so on. So it's quite a wide space that we are responsible for, and we're very happy that in that nothing has happened, and a lot of achievements have actually happened. A lot of awards have actually been given to ATNS during that time. But of course, the one that you can think of is their Navigation Services Training Academy, which was established in 1995 and has been given awards after awards and ranked as one of the best in the world in terms of its performance.
And what do you put that down to, the level of success that the ATNS has enjoyed, and the recognition that it's received, all these awards that you are making reference to? What is it that we are doing right in this part of the world, especially to maintain these high standards?
I think it depends on the personnel that you have, the human resources, because first of all, we are training our air traffic controllers. And as I've said, we have got the academy that is really rated as one of the best in the world, and actually was awarded by even ICAO as a center of excellence, I think in 2017 or so. Now, if you have those managing your airspace, then you are likely to get all the accolades that I've spoken about, the awards that I've spoken about, and the best performance that we're speaking about. Not without challenges, of course, but I think for up until now, we're doing exceptionally good in that regard. You've got the CEOs, the CEO that is sitting here. You've got the board that is actually managing ATNS. All these, they play an important role because you can't falter in that area. The costs are too, and the stakes are too high if you falter in that space. Absolutely. In the aviation.
That's the Minister of Transport, Ms. Lydia Chigunga, with us in studio, marking the 30th anniversary of the Air Traffic and Navigation Services Company. As I mentioned, we have the chairman of the board and the CEO with us. It's just wearing his hat, not today as a lawyer, a familiar voice on this radio station, Mr. Zola Bajavu. Today, I can tell you he's completely kitted out appropriately for the role in which he's speaking. looking like a pilot that he is. Not many people know that about you. Now I've just outed you, Mr. Bajavu. Good morning.
Good morning, Titi, and good morning to our wonderful and powerful listeners. And I think it's only appropriate that we also say Happy Mandela Month.
Indeed, it is. Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful coincidence. The old man, our legend, is smiling down upon us 10 years on since his passing. But yeah, I think like the minister has already indicated, this is no mean feat, what we have been involved in. I think just to also give you an idea of what we do. When you look up through the skies, my people can tell you how many aircraft is in our airspace at any given time. And they are responsible for separation to make sure that they do in the skies what the robots and the lanes do on the ground.
You're the traffic cops of the sky.
Exactly. And you require technology to do that. And I think we can accept that while we have done well, there's always room for improvement. We must also move with the times. We have inherited an aging infrastructure, which is a big challenge. But it is one that with the minister's support and cabinet, we are securing funds to make sure that we move with the times. Nobody knew that load shedding would be upon us. You know, the telecom communication lines that we're using are also a big challenge. But most importantly, for all of these things to happen, the center must hold. We're big on governance. And that's why I'm privileged to lead the board that I'm leading. Because if governance collapses, even the best of entities will simply be raised to the ground. So we are privileged in that regard. But we are also enhancing our stakeholder engagement to enhance efficiencies. Only 2 days ago, I directed the CEO to sign a memorandum of agreement or cooperation agreement with the South African Air Force. Because our role is also a shared responsibility. At the end of the day, we've got to make sure that the African skies and 6% of the skies throughout the world are safe, and we can't do it alone. The Air Force is a significant player. They are also well-resourced in their own right, and historically, we have to be bold enough to accept that not everything that came as a result of apartheid must be thrown away. These guys had the infrastructure, they had the expertise. And with the current leadership, we deemed it prudent that we should collaborate so that we help each other out. And I'm pleased to confirm on record that we've signed that agreement, which has a long time in the making. And one of the immediate spin-offs is that they are also going to be assisting us with a number of air traffic controllers with the requisite expertise. We have our own academy. We train our own air traffic controllers, which, by the way, you guys in football stole during the Qatar World Cup. A lot of our own were poached. But
never to come back, or were they on secondment of some sort?
Well, never to come back, but some of them have realized that the grass was not so green after all.
In the desert.
and we are now calling them back. They are our own. Those are our skills. We don't believe in a throwaway culture, so we'll be reintegrating them back. Yeah.
All right, let's bring in the CEO as well, who is with us, Ms. Nozipho Mdaue. You are responsible for the operations. If Mr. Machavu's role is to guide the policy and to guide the governance and all of that, but it's your responsibility to make sure that this machine actually functions. Talk to us about the environment that you're operating in. I mean, I've mentioned that you are a company, which means that you are subjected to all the vagaries of running a company, resources and financial and otherwise. Just give us a sense of the space that you're operating in.
Thank you so much. Good morning to you and also to the listeners. ATNS is one of the best SOEs. I must say that during COVID, we've managed to be able to survive and be able to live by the reserves that we had. So it's a very prudent, the financials have been managed prudently, as well as the leadership of the organization. We've got the best talent ever. Right from the lowest level to the highest level, we've got the best talent. I must also indicate that in terms of our operations, we collaborate a lot with our providers of technologies internationally. And we also are able to provide CSI initiative, corporate social investment initiatives, where we deploy resources to up the standard, particularly at schools. We've got an MOU with the Department of Basic Education where we deploy laboratories, science laboratories and maths laboratories in various schools to support the STEM, the science and technology skills, so that in future we would have those that are well equipped to participate in our environment. Because in our environment, you need science and maths. You also need people that are really, really disciplined and be able to run the organization. So let me also indicate that our air traffic controllers, we celebrated 100 years last year of the existence of air traffic controllers. And those people, those young men and women that are operating in that space as air traffic controllers, they are doing a very good job because they are the ones that are making sure that the skies are safe. So we pride ourselves with the safe operations and reliable operations as well as efficient operations. We're managing our cost quite prudently as well as ensuring that the development of people within the organization is people are advanced within the organization. So we're not only looking at bringing in talent, but we nurture that talent. And we also provide bursaries so that we can create employment within our country. Yeah. And also, we operate not only in South Africa, we also operate outside of the country. We provide satellite solutions outside of the country. We've got VSAT, a network that we provide for the SADC region. We've got NAFISAT, a network solution that we provide for North Africa. So not only are we doing the work in the country, we also are providing part of the ESD, Enterprise Development. We have a partnership with Nsu Academy. We gave them drones. We supported them with drones, and they are currently doing training. We've got about 22 students that were part of the schools that we were supporting. Post-metric, they are there now doing the training on drones.
Yeah.
And our plan is to provide employment as well. So we're looking at opportunities where we could, attach internship programs for those students that are doing drones.
Yeah, I was actually about to ask about the opportunities that exist in this space. Give us a sense of, when we're talking air traffic controllers, how many people are we talking about? I mean, I heard you specifically say the young people, the young men and women that are working in that space. So clearly you're attracting that kind of talent. Yes. But what kind of numbers are we talking about ordinarily in terms of people that work in this space and the opportunities that exist?
So the total complement of our organization is 1,081. About 60% of those that are in operations.
Okay. And when those are the controllers, air traffic controllers.
Not only contractors, okay. Because there are people that are working behind the scenes. And it's important to acknowledge the engineers that are making sure that the ATCs, the air traffic controllers, they've got the technologies that are required. So we pride ourselves as well of deploying excellent technologies, ensuring that our skies are safe. So 60% of those are in operations. Engineers, the CAMU team, people that are responsible for communications and information within the operations environment.
Okay.
We're also talking about the engineers that are going out, installing and maintaining our equipment. All of those, and administrators as well, that are really supporting the operations.
Okay. I'm mindful of our time here, but because I want to give the last word to the minister here as to what, how do you ensure that companies such as ATNS remains sustainable? We know that that has been a big problem with most of our SOEs, is their sustainability, how they become a drain on the fiscus. How is it as the CEO was saying, that they run a tight ship in terms of how they manage their costs and all of that. From government's point of view and as the shareholder, how are you ensuring the sustainability of a company such as ATNS?
The human resource is our important asset. We go for the best. The CEO is one of those. And I just want to tell you that just recently she was elected as the deputy chair at the AFI3 meeting held in Geneva, Switzerland.
She didn't want to blow her own horn, clearly.
And she didn't. And that is the recognition she received, not from us, but from other countries of the world. We go for the best because you just can't go. You can't go for the mediocre in this sector, in the aviation sector generally, because stakes are high in that area. So we go for that. But of course, we employ technology in that area. For instance, ATNS is a technology-based sector. They can't operate without technology, and they have to go for the latest technology, and they do that. Their budget talks to that, and it has got to be maintained properly at the highest levels, and that is what we do even as the shareholder. When AGMs come, when we appoint boards, we don't just leave the board. We go to address them to say, this is 1, 2, 3, 4. This is what cannot be compromised. Amongst those will be the surveillance and communication technology that it has to be in top gear all the time. So yes, it will be our resources that are important, but of course the support that we give is the transport, Department of Transport.
Minister, I think that alarm, I don't know whether you set that alarm to tell you that it is in fact time for us to wrap up. But thank you so much. And I want to thank all of you for coming in on this cold of Friday. We wish you well, over the next 30 years. Happy birthday to ATNS. And thank you so much for your time in Kabiki.
Thank you.
Thanks to you as well, of course, for joining us. Our time is just about up. Thanks to the team that puts it all together.